Archers for the week 4 to 9 June 2000.
Has Eddie finally agreed that those ferrets have got to go?
Everything all right?
Of course.
None of them kicked you or pulled the cluster off?
No, they only do that when you're milking.
Ah, I always suspected it was personal.
Go on, old girl. That's it. What have you done with the kids?
Oh, they're in with Mum. Just thought I'd come and see if you're okay.
You don't have to keep checking up on me.
I'm not.
I'm not going to break down and start crying into the bulk tank.
Good.
Oh, I do wish that clinic appointment was this Monday rather than next.
Yeah, same here.
It wasn't so bad last week with Pip and Josh under my feet the whole time. Sometimes I managed a whole half hour without thinking about the dreaded lump.
Oh, by the way, Usha rang.
When?
Just now. She wanted to know if you were going salsa dancing this week.
Don't think so.
No?
Don't think I could handle it. It's difficult enough with your mum and dad.
Morning.
Oh.
Where'd you spring from?
Give me the shot of me life.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't hear your van.
No, I left it down the lane. I was looking for Neil.
Neil?
He's doing the morning milking at the moment, ain't he?
I told him he could have Sunday off.
Oh.
Sorry.
What do you want Neil for?
Oh, nothing.
He's probably up at Willow Farm, seeing to his pig.
Oh, right. No, I just had to get out, to be honest. Stuck in that flat. I don't know how people can live like that.
No.
Makes you understand how battery ends must feel.
Yeah.
Well, at least ends don't get their ear bent 24 hours a day.
What?
Oh, I never thought of my Clary as being a nag, but once she gets stuck in...
Oh, is this about the ferries?
Oh, I'm not shifting. I mean, it's a matter of principle.
Right.
In your old dirt, since I'm here, you said you'd maybe have a bit of work for me this week.
Oh, right.
There's really nothing, Eddie. I'm sorry.
No, actually...
What?
There's still quite a lot of clearing up needs doing at Hollertree.
It doesn't have to be done this week.
No, but may as well get it started.
Oh, great.
Give me a couple of days, though, because I need to go over there myself, you know, sort out exactly what needs doing.
Right. So if I come over Wednesday...
Yeah, fine.
I'll be here. Wednesday first thing. Cheers, mate.
See ya.
Bye, Eddie. What do you want to go and do that for?
What?
We can't afford to go employing people right, left and centre.
Well, it'll only be a couple of days.
We spent the last few months debating whether we can afford to keep Bert on.
Yeah, I know.
And now we've got Neil coming every morning and Eddie up at Hollertree.
Yeah, I just feel so sorry for that guy.
So do I. But we're not running a charity here.
Well, let's just see how things go for a week or two, eh?
You're getting soft in your old age. Do you know that?
Do you want me to walk the cars back for you?
I can manage.
Yeah, I know you can manage. I just thought...
You can come with me if you like.
OK.
Oh, we can enjoy this lovely morning.
Yeah.
Bungalow may not be the greatest place to live, but at least all we have to do is walk out the door.
Exactly.
Listen to those birds.
Imagine what it must be like stuck in that flat.
With Joe Grundy.
And young Edward. Oh, I have nightmares sometimes that when Josh is 15, he'll be like that.
Don't.
Seriously. Anyway, what do you want to do for your birthday?
Me birthday?
It's next Friday, isn't it?
This has got to be a record.
What?
You're remembering me birthday without me dropping large circular hints.
Rubbish. Anyway... I was wondering if you fancied a night away in a posh hotel.
I should have had the results by then.
Yeah.
But what if...
Now, let's cross that bridge if we come to it, OK?
And they're going to do a feature on us on Radio Borsetshire.
On you?
Well, on the pick your own. Brenda set it all up for us.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, good publicity. Left a bit.
Well, this way.
That's it. That Wayne Foley's going to come and talk to us Friday. Right, the bed here should do. If you can just shift your end round a bit, though.
All right.
That's great. OK, let's put it down. Brilliant. Thanks a lot. It's hopeless trying to shift arcs on your own.
Yeah, do you want to hand with them others?
Well, yeah, if you're sure you can spare the time...
I ain't got nothing else to do.
All right. Hey, talking of strawberries, When the Picarone's up and running, we always need someone to, you know, weigh the fruit, take the money. So, if you fancied doing the odd day...
Well, thanks.
I mean, we couldn't pay you much, but...
Get me out of the house, wouldn't it?
Well, this is it.
I'll see how things go. Mm-hmm. But if I can't pick up any proper work...
Oh, right. Now, this arc, let's see here. If we can get it over by the back fence there...
Yeah, you're dead lucky having this bit of land.
Oh, yeah, I know. Not a day goes by without me thinking, thank the Lord for Bill Inslee.
Things wouldn't seem so bad if we had somewhere a bit of land. Right, this the next one.
What?
This the next one to move.
Yeah.
Right, up.
Eddie, have you thought about an allotment?
Listen, mate, I'm a blooming farmer, right? Not interested in growing the odd few cabbages.
No.
How people can live like that, I do not know.
Must be hard for you.
I mean, I love my family, I really do, but when you're on top of each other the whole time...
Okay, let's put it down. Gently, gently now. That's it.
I've never raised hands on my kids, but... Come close to it with Edward these past few days.
So it is with teenagers, isn't it? Seem to spend my life yelling at Emma to keep her blessed music down.
At least your kids have got their own rooms.
How's your dad coping?
He ain't speaking to me.
Oh, dear.
Mind you, he ain't speaking to no one very much.
Well, I've seen him with Mrs. Antrobus a couple of times.
Oh, she's tried cheering him up. So has the vicar. Don't do no good. The fight's just gone out of him.
Oh, dear.
Unlike Clary. She's just on at me non-stop, day in, day out.
What about?
Ferrets, mate.
Oh, well, I always thought you was pushing your luck.
Oh, don't you, Stone.
Oh, all right, sorry. If it'd help, you could bring them down here.
What?
Well, put the cages in one of the buildings. Wouldn't be in anyone's way.
Well, that's very civil of you, mate, but I ain't parting with them. I don't care what no one says, they are staying in. Clary's going to have to lump it.
Well, look, I tell you what, by the time we've shifted them other two arcs, it'll be opening time. Could you manage a pint, do you think?
Oh, so long as we can go to the Cat and Fiddle.
Well, a ball's nearer.
Yeah, don't think I could take it, the sight of Sid Perrix's smug face.
You what?
Talk about adding insult to injury.
Eh?
Oh, you must have heard, surely, about him and Jolene.
Oh, I don't honestly believe it.
Oh, it's true.
Not after all he went through with Cathy.
I didn't want to believe it, I tell you.
And now that he's got young Jamie...
No, but I got it from the horse's mouth.
How do you mean?
Jolene. She told me herself.
But did she or did she not say...
I can't remember her exact words.
Just as soon as the official opening was over...
Yes,
she'd let us have her decision.
Dad, it has been half term. And by the sound of things, they've been really busy.
She can't keep putting it off.
The ball is in her court, Dad.
I mean, what does she hope to gain?
Elizabeth's hoping that if she makes life difficult enough for the rest of us, she'll get what she wants.
Hmm. Well, she won't.
No, I know, but...
It annoys me that she's the one who's being unreasonable, and yet we're all dancing to her tune. I think I'll give her a ring this evening.
No, Dad, don't leave it.
Yeah, but this whole wretched business has been dragging on for weeks. Well, months now.
So, another week or two is not going to make any difference, is it?
Well...
We're talking about the long-term future here, Dad. It's not just your lifetime and my lifetime, but Pip and Josh's.
Just look at the pair of you.
What?
Spread-eagled in deck chairs.
While we do all the work. Shift that newspaper, will you, David?
Here, let me take the tray.
No, I can manage.
But it's heavy.
Just move the paper.
We're going to have lunch out here, are we?
Well, we thought, with it being such a lovely day...
Come and sit down, Ruth.
Oh, there's more stuff to come out.
All right, well, I'll fetch it. You sit here. Come on.
Well, if you insist. I've got some nice cold wine here.
Oh, that sounds like a good idea.
Will you open it, Phil?
Yeah, pass it over.
Oh, I should have brought some juice out for the kids.
Hey, what did I just say? Sit down.
All right.
If there's any fetching and carrying to be done, I'll do it.
What, brought this on?
I just don't want Ruth overdoing things.
What do you mean?
She needs to take things easy.
David,
At her advanced age, I mean, 32 next week, definitely over the hill.
Oh, shut up.
Past her prime without a doubt.
I'm still 9 years younger than you, old man.
Oh, yeah.
32, eh? When I was 32, you were just a babe in arms.
Was I?
Mmm. And the twins were only toddlers.
And as for Elizabeth...
She wasn't even a twinkle in your eye at that stage.
No.
Anyway, since Ruth's going to achieve this hugely advanced age next week, I thought I might take her away for a day or two.
Oh, what a lovely idea.
Would you look after the kids?
Of course. Here, have some wine.
Oh, thanks.
Where were you thinking of going?
Scarborough.
Scarborough?
Well, you're always going on about the brilliant holidays you had there when you were a kid.
Hello!
Oh, hello, Jenny.
Hi.
Hello.
Come and join us. Oh, no. There's the phone.
All right, I'll go. Look, you sit here, Jennifer.
Well, I really can't stop.
Come on, you've time for a glass of wine.
Yes, look, you have that glass. Oh. I'll have another one.
Well, then, 10 minutes won't hurt.
Of course it won't.
I actually came round to invite you all over to Home Farm.
What, now?
No, Wednesday evening.
Oh.
It's rather short notice, I'm afraid, but I've invited Debbie and Simon over to supper, and she suggested we should make a bit of a party of it.
Mm.
And with the weather being so lovely, we thought, why not a barbecue?
Things are all right now, then, are they?
How do you mean?
Between Debbie and Brian?
Oh, yes, that's all water under the bridge now.
Oh, good.
Debbie and Simon are married. It's a fait accompli, and Brian, well, he's just got to learn to live with it, hasn't he?
Well, we're not doing anything special on Wednesday, are we?
I'm not sure.
Neither are we, to the best of my knowledge. I'll have to check with Phil, of course.
Debbie's idea is that we should have a lamb barbecue.
Ah, Hassett Hills lamb, I hope.
Oh, exactly. Kebabs and mint burgers.
What are mint burgers?
Oh, they're just lamb burgers with, mint.
Why do they call them that?
Such meat.
So you'd all come, will you?
Yeah, why not?
Love to.
Well...
Oh, sorry, love.
I was just thinking, we can't all go. Somebody's got to stay with the kids.
Well, bring them with you. That's the joy of a barbecue.
Jill!
What's the matter?
We're going to have to give lunch a miss, I'm afraid. Can you two deal with it?
Yeah, of course.
What is it? What's happened?
That was Nigel on the phone. Elizabeth's been taken ill.
Oh, no!
She collapsed in the cafe. The doctor's on his way.
Can Robert be persuaded to share Linda's enthusiasm for feng shui?
Oh. What's going on?
It's all right, it's only me. I'm looking for the bed.
Oh, it's over here.
I know, it's just there seemed to be...
Oh, what the hell?
God, can you put the light on?
Oh, right.
How did that get there?
What, the Ficus Benjamina?
Look, it's drawn blood.
Don't be silly, Robert.
Look there. Well, I got my shin on the blooming pot. It's lethal, that thing.
But I didn't anticipate you'd be wandering about in the dark.
I've got up to go to the loo.
Well, why didn't you turn the light on?
I was trying not to disturb you. Before you started messing around with the furniture, I could find my way perfectly well.
But the whole point of moving the bed like this was to open up the channel to the door.
I liked it the way it was.
The doorway is the mouth of the chi, you see.
The chi?
The life force energy.
Yes, yes, I know what the chi is.
And we're so vulnerable when we're in bed.
We're pretty vulnerable, I heard of it.
It's very important that this area be supportive to our being, so you need a commanding view of the door.
The view may be commanding. Getting to it is a ready assault course.
You may be right.
Look at my leg.
There is still too much clutter in this room.
I'll need to stick a plaster on
that.
Needs
a thorough purging.
I think a plaster will do.
I was talking about the room.
Joke, Lindy. Where's the first aid box?
Where it always is.
I don't think so.
Oh, yes, I moved that cabinet out.
Obviously.
Where did I put... Ah, yes, it's in the wardrobe. Top shelf above your shirts.
Right.
You do have a point, though. There's still something not quite right about this room. What are you doing?
What was your thinking when you moved the bed in front of the wardrobe?
Well, now, the point of that is to create a love zone.
Only I can't get the door open.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Did you say love zone?
Yes. It's a way of focusing amorous energies.
Lindsay, it's the middle of the night. I have a bruised elbow, blood dripping down my shin, and I can't get into my wardrobe. I have never felt such an absence of amorous energy in my life.
Why don't you go back to bed?
No, I'm all right.
Have a little snooze.
I stayed in bed all morning.
I'll keep an eye on Lily and Freddy.
Can't sleep. My mind just keeps churning over all the things I ought to be doing.
All you ought to be doing is putting your feet up and resting.
Yes, but...
You heard what the doctor said.
It's not as if I'm really ill.
Elizabeth, you collapsed.
Yes, yes, I know.
And what you thought you were doing, clearing tables.
But it's just getting a bit chaotic. And Tracy Horobin, honestly...
You should get what's-his-name to sort her out.
Owen? Well, he thinks she's wonderful.
No, not Owen. Your manager. What's he called?
Liam.
Liam. That's what you pay him for, isn't it? To keep the staff on their toes?
Well, he was completely tied up in the shop.
Oh, what's the matter?
He just wants his panda. Can you reach it for him?
Yeah. There you are, Freddy. There's Mr. Panda.
Oh, there hadn't been for that stupid woman complaining.
Oh, come on. It wasn't one impatient customer made you keel over like that. It was the fact you'd barely sat down for the entire week. If I'd known how you were carrying on...
I didn't have a choice. We were overwhelmed with the sheer numbers of people.
I know. I'm glad your opening week was such a success, but you must take better care of yourself.
I just overdid things a bit. It's not serious.
It is serious with your heart.
It was nothing to do with my heart.
Elizabeth.
Tim said he did an ECG and everything. My heart is fine. Just got a bit overtired, that's all.
Here we are, tea and slightly squashed cake.
Nigel, you should have let me do that.
I didn't make it, Mrs. Pugsy did. Not the cake. It's one of the cafe cakes that got a bit damaged in transit.
Sure, it'll taste fine.
How's it going out there?
Hardly a cell.
Oh, no.
Well, the children are back at school.
And the sun's gone in. There are a few hardy OAPs braving the treetop walk, but that's about it.
But it's not going to work unless we can get people in during the week as well.
We will, but not on a grey Monday afternoon.
I wonder if we should do special midweek concessions.
Lizzie.
Like they do in theatres.
Stop it.
What?
I've told her.
Stop worrying about work.
I can't help it.
Everything's under control.
I just feel so useless lying here.
For heaven's sake, darling.
You could never
You're
be useless.
You're the mother of twins.
Yes, look at the other mums at the Twins Club, complaining they can't even find time to have their hair done.
Exactly. And you manage this whole grand opening.
Only because I've neglected Lily and Freddy.
What rubbish.
I have. I've been palming them off on Julia and Lewis and Mrs. Pugsley.
Well, it doesn't seem to have done them any harm.
They're not developing as quickly as they should.
Of course they are.
No, according to the book, they should be sitting up by now.
They're not even 6 months yet. Shula didn't sit up till she was nearly nine.
9 years old?
Months, Nigel.
That's right. Keep control of it. Keep control. And now. Yes! Go!
Yes! Well done, Jamie. That was brilliant.
See? Easy, isn't it? It's just a question of lining the ball up properly.
Eat your heart out, David Beckham.
You have another go. I'm going to go and sit with your mum for a couple of minutes.
Okay.
He's getting good, isn't he?
Oh, he has a talented coach.
Oh, I was never much good at football.
It's lovely to see the two of you playing together.
Mind you, if I'd been as fit when I was 20-odd as I am now...
You don't do it nearly often enough.
What?
Play with Jamie.
It's finding the time, isn't it? I mean, I really should be at the gym this afternoon, you know.
Oh, which is more important, going to the gym or your son?
Oh, daft question.
That's why you started it in the first place, don't forget.
What?
Going to the gym, so you could keep up with Jamie.
Paid off handsomely then, didn't it?
You think it's made you better looking, do you? All this exercise.
Oh, I sincerely hope so. I was a great tub of lard before.
Well...
Oh, come on, admit it. I'm a finely tuned hunk with buns of steel.
Buns of steel? Where did you pick up that expression?
I don't know.
All right, I must say you don't look 56.
Oh, I'm not 56 till Friday.
Watch me, Dad. Watch me.
Yeah, I'm watching some. Go on, go on. Yes!
Hey, Jamie Perk scores again!
Well done, son. You're really placing those balls well. Now, see if you can do it with your other foot.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
Why didn't you go this afternoon?
What?
To the gym. Well, you usually do on a Monday.
Oh, I don't know. I just thought, well, maybe you're right.
What?
Maybe I have been a bit obsessive about it lately.
Oh, a bit?
And I feel rotten about Friday.
Pretty dour for the licensed fiddlers to be having a do on your birthday.
I'll make it up to you, I promise. We'll go out somewhere Sunday. Just you and me and Jamie.
A box that holds 12 bottles of wine is just about the right size for a six-month baby.
What?
Now, if you hand me Freddy's shawl...
What are you doing with it?
I'm just making his box comfy.
You're going to put Freddy in a cardboard box?
And Lily in the other one. His and hers.
Why?
It's an old trick for teaching babies to sit up.
Wherever did you hear that?
One of the other mums at the Twins Club told us, didn't she, Lizzie?
Yes, she did.
She was pulling your leg, surely.
Come on, Freddy. In you go. There. Isn't that cosy?
You want Mr. Panda in there with you?
There, you see? He loves it. Well, don't you, Freddy? Now, OK, Lily, come on. Let's see how you like your box. There.
Don't they look funny?
Come in.
Oh, hello, Dad.
Afternoon, Phil.
What's going on?
Look at Lily and Freddy.
How did they get in there?
It's supposed to teach them how to sit up.
I don't believe it for a moment.
They seem to like it, though. Yes, Lily, it's a good game, isn't it?
Well, it's nice to see you smiling, Elizabeth.
Oh, well, I feel much better this afternoon.
Well, you're not to go jumping up and doing things.
No, I'm not going to move, I promise you.
That's what you always say.
Oh, don't worry, Jill. I'll tie her down if necessary.
Complete rest for at least a week. That's what the doctor said.
Yes, all right.
Oh, by the way, Jennifer rang to invite us to a barbecue on Wednesday.
Oh, she's asked you as well, has she?
I explained that Lizzie is still a bit under the weather.
She seems to have invited the entire village.
Reading between the lines, I think it's a ploy.
Oh, how do you mean?
Well, Jenny wanted to have Debbie and Simon over, but she was afraid Brian would, you know, invent some prior engagement.
Like he did for the wedding.
Exactly. So she thought if she invited lots of people, he wouldn't be able to back out.
Well, maybe we could just go...
No, definitely not.
I do feel much better, and by Wednesday...
I can see I really am going to have to tie you to that sofa.
Well, if you feel up to it, Elizabeth, David's quite keen
now,
to...
Now, come on, Phil, it's time we were getting home.
Oh, what's the hurry?
David's what?
He's taking Ruth away for a birthday to Scarborough. Isn't that nice? Now, we really must be getting back.
So I go to sit down, and the chair's disappeared.
Your chair?
Big old wing chair. Completely vanished.
She hasn't actually thrown it out.
There's some dealer coming round tomorrow. She's chucking out all sorts of stuff.
But why?
It interferes with the chi.
I don't understand.
What's the chi?
Life force energy. Oh. Now, personally, I reckon life force energy is what you get from a good single malt.
Oh, hello.
Jill, nice to see you.
It's a while since you've been in.
We've decided we should get in a bit of practice for when Phil retires.
Yes, I'll be able to sit in that corner and play dominoes, just like Uncle Ron.
Oh, I'll join you. Anything to escape the chi.
The what?
Linda's into feng shui.
Whatever happened to aromatherapy?
She ran out of willing victims.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Once was enough for me. What can I get you?
I'll have a gin and tonic, please.
And a scotch for me.
Right, you are.
Feng shui. What does that involve?
Well, for a start, I'm not allowed to use the front door.
Well, why ever not?
The hallway has negative resonance.
What does that mean?
Too dark. She's tried different rugs and moving the pictures around, but it's a lost cause, apparently.
So how do you get in and out?
Round the back, through the conservatory.
Oh, excuse me, do you want ice in this? Not in the scotch, thanks. Will you have another drink, Robert?
Nah, I better be getting home.
I'll go and sit in Uncle Walter's corner, shall I?
And see what further havoc has been wrought in my absence. Night, all.
Bye, Robert.
Cheers,
bye.
Mate. Right, that'll be £3.95.
Right. Put the change in the blind box, dude.
Oh. You are.
And I get the dominoes in a minute.
Yeah.
This is nice for a change, isn't it?
I thought you were in a hurry to get home.
That was just an excuse to get you away from Lower Loxley. I could see what was coming.
Well, what do you mean?
You were determined to talk about Brookfield, weren't you?
Well, Elizabeth seemed so much brighter.
Phil, honestly.
And she's had long enough to think about it.
It wouldn't surprise me if all the worry about this inheritance business hadn't contributed to her collapsing like that.
Well, it's a worry of her own making.
Even so.
And here we are, unable to lift a finger. We can't do anything about finding a house.
I know, it's frustrating.
And that means David and Ruth are stuck in the bungalow.
Yes. I can't help but wonder...
What?
Well, you noticed that Ruth's been a bit under the weather lately.
Has she?
Looking tired and drawn, and now David's talking about taking her away for a birthday.
But you think she's suffering from exhaustion as well?
Exhaustion? No.
For what?
Well, obviously. She's pregnant.
Chance you could help with the deliveries on Thursday, is there?
Oh, you're joking.
Only if I'm going to this auction sale...
If you want vegetables to sell in the shop, I need to get stuck into the drilling.
What about Tommy?
Oh, you can ask him. But I was hoping he'd take over milking for me this week. Open the gate, will you, love? This lot are all done.
I'll have a word when he gets in from college. Oh, on I'll go. Off you go.
The sale is until the afternoon, is it?
No, but I want to get there early so I can have a good look at what's on offer.
Yeah, you've got to be so careful buying electrical stuff second-hand.
Yeah, I know.
In fact, I'm still not sure we shouldn't buy new chiller cabinets.
They cost an absolute fortune.
Yeah, but it would be a bit of a disaster, though, wouldn't it, if your refrigeration packed up. Come on, Lucille, in you come.
Not much can go wrong with a chiller cabinet.
You too, Maggie May.
It's not like buying a second-hand washing machine.
Well, it's your decision. Oh, isn't it about time we put an ad in the Echo for shop staff?
I had an idea about that. Why don't we offer it to Clary?
Clary? But how would you manage the dairy without her?
Have to get someone else.
Well, it's easier said than done.
But Clary's obviously finding it a terrible strain commuting in from Borchester every day.
Is she?
It'd make life so much easier for her.
Make it more difficult for you, though, wouldn't it?
Not necessarily.
Not easier to find a shop assistant in Borchester than an experienced dairy worker in Ambridge.
Maybe. But there are advantages for us as well.
Like what?
Well, we know she's reliable. We know we could leave her in charge when Helen's not around.
Well, it's up to you.
Pat, are you there?
Talk of the devil.
Here we are, Clary.
I'll just come to my phone now.
Oh, right.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye, Clary.
Before you go...
Can't stop. Eddie's waiting in the van.
It won't take a minute. Only Tony and I were just talking about you.
Oh, nothing too dreadful, I hope.
Quite the contrary. We were wondering, how would you like to work in the shop?
Your new shop?
Yes.
You see, Helen's not going to be able to manage it on her own. She's going to need an assistant.
But I like working in the dairy.
Well, it'd be more convenient for you, though, wouldn't it? If you didn't have to commute into Ambridge every day.
Well, yeah, there's that, I suppose. Oh, listen, that's Eddie getting impatient. It's very kind of you, Pat. I don't know. I can see there might be advantages.
Well, do you want to think about it?
Yeah, can I do that? Yeah, can I talk it over with Eddie?
Hiya.
Hiya. What are you doing here?
Hey, I live here, remember. I'm your wife.
Oh, my wife. Oh, I still can't get my head around that. I've got myself a wife.
Yeah, not just any old wife either.
Oh, no, honey. You are the finest, the most exquisite, the superlative.
Yeah, go on, keep going. Keep going.
The most delectable, the sexiest wife in this whole kitchen.
Oh, yeah, well, one thing I can be sure of, you don't love me for my skill in the kitchen.
No, seriously, what are you doing home at this hour? Shouldn't you be ploughing a field and scattering?
Well, a bit late for that.
Well, okay, spraying then.
Yeah, a bit late for that too. We'll be harvesting in 6 weeks.
Oh, you mean the fields are having to get by all on their own without assistance?
Now, I came home early to pick up this lot from the butcher.
What is it?
Meat for the barbecue tomorrow.
Oh, right.
So we now have a fridge full of cutlets, kebabs and mint burgers.
Mint burgers? Why do they call them that?
I don't know.
Like it's not polite to mention what they're actually made of.
Somebody's idea of a good marketing ploy, I suppose.
So are we going to sample some of this famous lamb for supper?
Nope.
Oh, why not?
Well, Mum seems to have gone mad and invited half the county. I'm afraid there's not going to be enough.
I thought this was just a little family get-together.
Yeah, that's how it started, but Mum decided... No, well, actually, we both decided that there was safety in numbers.
Good thinking.
And Mum got a bit carried away.
Yeah, I wasn't looking forward to an intimate evening with your father.
Yeah, you will behave, won't you?
What do you mean, behave?
Only Mum is trying so hard.
I always behave.
The whole idea is to try and, you know, build bridges.
When have I ever been less than civil to your father?
Yeah, I know.
He's the one with the problem.
How you put up with it?
The things I do for love.
You have the patience of a saint.
So, wife, what are you going to do about my supper, eh?
Oh, well, you could take me out somewhere.
No, I don't feel like going out tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, I had an exhausting day.
Well, we'll stay home. I'll get a video and a takeaway. Open a bottle of wine.
Oh, sounds like heaven.
Go on, move, you beggar.
I wish you wouldn't do that.
Well, look at him. Ain't there's a road in front of him. Why don't he move?
What difference do it make? If he prefers not to drive nose to tail...
So the beggar will cut in there, you mark my words.
Didn't do a blind bit of good widening this bypass, did it?
And remember who it was flogged the council of the land?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Matt Blooming Crawford.
I've forgotten that. Used to be a lovely bit of woodland all along here, didn't it?
Oh, typical. Council shells out an arm and a leg for that land.
Our money and all. Taxpayers' money.
Be no better off. Traffic's worse than ever. Ah, but Matt Crawford's laughing all the way to the bank.
The rich get richer.
Yeah, and the rest of us get shafted. Get a move on!
Look, we should have set off home a bit earlier.
But whose fault was that?
You need to get out of Ambridge by 4:30, don't you, if you're going to avoid the rush hour?
If you hadn't hung around gossiping...
I was not gossiping. Pat offered me a job.
What sort of job?
Asked if I wanted to be an assistant in their new shop.
How much?
I didn't get as far as asking that. And as if I'm going to accept.
Didn't you?
I don't want to work with Helen.
Don't you?
No, why? Remember when she took over the dairy last year when Pat was poorly? Drove me completely round the bend.
Oh, yeah.
And I couldn't say that, could I? I couldn't say to Pat and Tony, I don't want to work in your shop, thank you, because I think your daughter's a complete pain in the neck.
So what did you say?
Nah, I said I'd think about it, discuss it with you. Oh, trouble is, Pat obviously thought she'd be doing me a favour. So I need to come up with a polite excuse.
Oh, shift yourself, you dozy beggar!
Don't, Eddie!
Oh, look at him!
He's going to get out and punch you in the face if you keep hooting at him like that.
There, you see? You see what I mean? You leave a gap like that, some beggar's going to cut you up.
Stop it, Eddie! You ain't going to get us home no quicker, you leaning on your own like that.
Well, honestly, I'll never get into Borchester at this rate.
I don't know why you're so keen. Another evening cooped up in that blooming flat.
No, I'm out tonight, doing the curry.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I'd like to have tea before I go. Oh, I can't face eating another vindaloo.
Do you know why you bother?
What, we?
Hurry that curry. You always come home in a rotten temper and stinking of the stuff.
Yeah, it gets me out of the house, doesn't it?
And even as if it pays much.
Saves having to listen to Edward's blooming music.
That's true.
And you banging on about the ferrets.
I don't bang on.
You should hear yourself sometimes.
But you heard what the man said Friday. We'll get chucked out if we don't do what he says.
I'd say I care very much.
Well, I do. I don't want to end up out on the streets.
I'm not going to argue with
so
you.
Them ferrets has got to go.
Do you need a hand?
No, I'm all right, thanks. Just thought I'd get this drilled.
What is it? Turnips?
Sweet. Where'd I put my knife?
That's here.
Oh, right, thanks.
Are you going to come in for supper?
I think I'll bash on, actually. Might as well make the most of this weather.
Yeah, they're forecasting thunderstorms for the end of the week.
I want to try and get this lot done by Friday.
I'll bring you out some sandwiches then, shall I?
Yeah, that would be great.
You're making me feel guilty.
Why?
Well, this new shop was my idea, but you're the one who's lumbered with all the extra work.
Oh, can't say I'd noticed.
Planting out all this veg?
Well, it's no worse than when we had the farm shop.
I suppose not.
And I'm used to it. Should be after all this time. How long is it now?
What?
Since we decided to go organic.
1984. 16 years. Mm.
And it's finally paying off.
What do you mean, finally? We've been doing pretty well for quite a while now.
Yeah, but what makes it so satisfying these days is all those farmers who sneered at us back in the 80s, well, now they sidle up to you and say, tell me about this organic business.
Yeah, and you can't help feeling a bit smug.
Nice to be proved right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Still, haven't got time to crow. Swedes won't drill themselves.
Talking of time, how do you feel about tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night?
Jennifer's barbecue.
Oh, Lord.
Are you not keen? Only I ought to let her know.
I must confess I'm not exactly thrilled at the prospect of an evening with Brian and his ghastly son-in-law.
I don't know what you've got against Simon.
But he gives me the creeps.
I think he's rather fun. So, you don't want to go?
No. I'd rather stay home and get my turnips drilled.
...34B Woolmarket? Hang on. This looks familiar.
Hello?
A curry for Gerard.
Oh, yeah, right, right. Come on up.
It's up here, first floor.
You know where it is?
You've probably been here before.
I certainly have.
Eddie?
Dragged your Christmas tree up these stairs, as I recall.
What on earth? I thought you... So we ordered a takeaway.
Hurry that curry at your service.
Sorry, I don't understand.
This is what happens to farmers when you chuck them off their land.
Oh, Eddie, I'm really...
And now I know why you did.
Well, what do you... Oh, no, look, I had nothing to do with the eviction.
No, and neither did your dad.
No.
Oh, pull the other one, darling. I weren't born yesterday.
Look, let's not go into all this again.
Couldn't even wait till we was out, could you? You and your fancy man.
Hey, that's my husband you're talking about.
Debbie, what's going on?
Look, it's all right, Simon. I can handle this.
What are you doing here?
Look, just give us the food, Eddie. Look, here's the money. You can keep the change.
Oh, don't come the Lady Bountiful with me, you hypocrite.
Hey, stop.
Nice flats, these. Posh address and all. The wool market. Not like Meadow Rise. Ever been to Meadow Rise, have you?
Just take the money, Eddie. Give
it's
it
where they dump problem families. The ones who've been evicted by their landlord. So his spoilt brat of her daughter could have their farm as her plaything.
How dare
right,
you?
That's enough.
What's your game, mate?
Go on, get out.
Hey, this place not grand enough for you.
No, or I'm calling the police.
No, Simon, look, come on.
They want you to get your hands on a nice bit of English countryside, did you?
Okay, you have a choice.
So you marry the landlord's lovely
Either
daughter.
You walk out of here, or I kick your ass right down these stairs.
Hey, you and whose army?
Right, that's it.
No, Simon, stop it.
Come on. Don't you want your curry?
I don't give a damn about the curry. Just get out of here.
Well, I don't want it. That's
look,
for sure.
Just go, Eddie, please. Will
I wouldn't eat this stuff, and neither would you if you knew what went into it.
Out! No.
So, I guess I'll have to dump it.
Oh, Eddie.
For crying out loud.
Whoops, sorry. Seems to have made a bit of a mess. Good night.
Start hay making already?
No, just thought I'd get this done while I'm waiting.
Oh? Waiting for what?
Eddie Grundy. I said he could have a couple of days' work.
Oh? Doing what?
Clearing out Hollow Tree.
Oh, that doesn't need to be done just yet.
No, I know, but thought it wouldn't do any harm to get the muck up.
So where is he?
Good question. He said he'd be here first thing.
Oh.
So I thought I'd get the baler greased and ready. Ow! Damn it, this thing does not want to shift. Oh,
try the big wrench.
Yeah.
I just hope this weather will hold till next week.
Yeah.
Last forecast I heard, they were threatening rain at the weekend.
Possible thunderstorms, what they said.
Not ideal for haymaking.
No, but I'll just have to take a chance. Ah, that's great.
Jennifer picked the right day for her barbecue, didn't she?
Yeah, though I'm not sure we'll be going.
Oh, why not?
Ruth's not keen.
Oh, isn't she?
I think it'd do her good to get up, but it'll mean a late night for the kids, and it is a school day tomorrow.
Well, you can always leave them with your mum.
What?
She doesn't want to go either.
Oh.
And Pat and Tony have cried off, apparently.
Oh, no. So who is going?
I don't know. But I don't want to be the only one.
No. Well, I'll have another word with Ruth.
Right. She's all right, is she?
Yes, of course.
She has been looking rather tired lately.
Oh, she needs a holiday, don't we all? That's why I thought I'd take her away for her birthday.
And I suppose she is as worried as the rest of us about this business with Elizabeth.
Well, yes.
I did try to have a word with her on Monday.
With Elizabeth?
Mm. But your mother wouldn't let me get a word out.
Morning.
Oh, about time.
Oh, sorry.
Morning, Eddie.
It's 11:15.
Yeah, I got held up.
I was expecting you at 8:30.
I had to see a man about a curry.
A what?
I've been doing this job evenings, you see.
The takeaway curries?
Oh. What is the world coming to when farmers are reduced to that sort of thing?
Yeah, you think that's rough? Last night I ended up delivering a takeaway to the very person who messed up my life.
What, Matt Crawford?
Debbie Aldridge.
Oh, I don't think you can blame Debbie for what happened.
Can't I? You know her and her fancyman are after taking over Grange Farm.
His husband, no.
Ah, it was round there getting the measure of the place before we'd even moved it.
Oh, I can't believe they're serious.
Well, yes, they are.
So, anyway, you delivered a curry to Debbie?
Yeah. Not quite where she wanted it, though.
How do you mean?
You know them posh flats where they live? Reckon they're always going to stink of curry for a week or two.
Why, what happened?
I sort of dropped it.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, made a bit of a mess.
I can imagine.
Any road, I couldn't be bothered with the rest of my deliveries after that. So I dumped them in a skip and went home. So this morning I had to take the moped back. And the boss, well, let's just say we agreed to part company.
So that's two jobs you've jacked in the past week?
I'm a farmer, ain't we? And that's what I'll stick to. So, what do you want me to do?
Oh, I wouldn't eat that if you paid me.
You ate that moussaka the other night, and you said it was lovely.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, it was made from minced lamb, just the same as these burgers.
Not the same at all.
Oh, just try a little.
No!
They're really nice, honestly, Dad. I think they're a valuable addition to the Hassett Hills range.
Evening.
Oh, hello, Linda.
Hello.
So glad you could come.
Shouldn't you be doing that, Brian?
What?
I thought that was the whole point of barbecues. You get the men to do the cooking.
That'll be the day.
Is Robert with you?
No, alas. He was called away on business.
Not very wise.
He sends his apologies.
What would you like to eat, Linda? It's all Hassett Hills lamb.
Oh, we had lunch in the Feathers on Friday.
Yeah, they're buying it, I know.
Yes, but I had quite an argument with the chef. I said to him, what is the point of selling local produce if you don't advertise the fact?
Have a mint burger.
I don't think so, thank you.
Well, I'm just about to do some more of these kebabs.
Oh, now they look delicious.
Only take a couple of minutes.
Well, I must say, Jennifer, your garden is looking quite wonderful.
Thank you.
Such a natural balance and harmony in the arrangement of your beds. Did you take advice?
No, not really.
Well, what about that garden designer, Chappie? It
was years ago.
He charged an arm and a leg, as far as I remember.
A lot of garden designers do study feng shui.
What?
Isn't that all to do with the way you arrange your furniture?
A common misconception, Debbie. Feng shui is an expression of the oneness and interconnectedness of all things on all levels and in all dimensions.
Really?
It's the key to our understanding of how our essence relates to our environment and how we can enable the free flow of the qi.
The qi?
Oh, look, there's Phil. I really must have a word.
Yes, the life force energy. It's all about being in tune with the currents of nature, the ebb and flow of the spiritual set nature.
Hello, Phil.
Oh, hello there.
Hiya.
Evening, Brian.
Oh, am I glad to see you all. People I can have a sensible conversation with.
There speaks a man who's been cornered by Linda Snell.
Oh, she's been telling you about the chi.
The what?
But you know about this, do you?
Yeah. Linda's taken up this feng shui thing.
Why does that not surprise me?
Why can't you take up something sensible, like hang gliding?
I don't know which is worse, Linda and her oriental claptrap, or Debbie and her mint burgers. And they look absolutely disgusting. Then let me put you off.
What do you reckon, Ruth?
Well, I'd better go and try them, hadn't I? Mm-hmm.
Rather you than me.
Come on, then.
Can we get you anything, Phil?
No, thanks. I'll have something a bit later.
Mind you don't get entangled with Linda's chi.
Is Robert here?
No, he cried off. Probably to avoid his wife.
Many a true word.
What?
Well, I ran into him in the Bull on Monday night, and I got the impression he escaped down there because Ambridge Hall had become too uncomfortable.
Poor bloke. How does he put up with it?
Oh, by the way, Jill sends her apologies. Elizabeth's been ill.
Oh, nothing serious, I hope.
Oh, no. Well, it's always a worry with her, but exhaustion, basically. Anyway, Jill's had to spend most of the last 3 days over there.
So now she's exhausted too.
Well, she was certainly looking a bit done in.
Tell me, is Elizabeth still cutting up rough about you leaving Brookfield to David?
Oh, it's still not resolved, no. And now, with her being unwell...
You're having to tread carefully, are you?
Oh, I'm not allowed to mention the subject. Oh.
It's a minefield, isn't it, this inheritance business?
Well, it's knocked me sideways, I must confess.
It makes you understand why people leave everything to the cat's home.
It never occurred to me that Elizabeth would... Anyway...
Well, I'd quite made up my mind that Debbie'd be taking over the home farm. No, I'm not so sure.
What, do you think Kate or Alice?
Oh, no, it's not them I'm worried about. It's this fellow she's gone and married.
Hmm. It's not bad.
Mm. You can really taste the lamb.
Yeah, they keep the flavour well, don't they? Mm-hmm.
But they look so unappetising.
Oh, probably the way I've cooked them.
All burgers look like that.
Do they? Kebab is delicious.
Good. Anyway, Debbie, how are you enjoying married life?
Oh, it's great.
What have you done with him?
Simon? Oh, he's in the pool.
Oh, he's teaching Alice and her friends how to do the crawl. Hmm.
Are you still going after Grange Farm?
Did you know about that?
Oh, you know, word gets around.
Betty Tucker told me.
Well, whatever you do, don't mention the subject in front of Brian, please.
Yeah, he does tend to go purple whenever it comes up. But, yes, we have put in a request to Borders to Land.
Mm. It's a bit of a mess, isn't it?
Yeah, we didn't realise quite how bad it was, but, well...
You'd have your work cut out just making the house habitable.
Yeah, but it could be a fantastic home. Well, you know, I love our flat. It's great, but there really isn't room to swing a cat.
I know how you feel.
Well, that came from the heart.
Well, we got used to having the run of Brookfield. It was a bit of a shock to the system, having to cram ourselves back into the bungalow.
And it is so vital to one's well-being, isn't it?
What?
One's living environment. Yeah, I really think it's time Alice got out of the pool. It can mean the difference between robust content and joyless stability.
Well, I wouldn't go as far as that.
Well, you sure?
Simon must be starved. Well, I'll go and tell him to get dressed.
The more I study the principles of feng shui, the more convinced I am.
Will you look after the barbecue, Mum?
Well, of course.
Back in a minute.
I know to some people it all seems archaic mumbo-jumbo.
I didn't say a word.
But look at me. I am walking proof of its efficacy.
Well, let that be a lesson to us all.
Divvy,
what do you mean, walking proof?
Well, you know what a martyr I am to hay fever. And yet, here I am, standing in a pollen-filled garden, completely untroubled.
Amazing.
And how have I achieved this? By purging my house of clutter and subtly rearranging things to allow the free flow of chi.
Chi?
Yes. The life force needs to circulate like air, and a discordant environment disrupts the flow.
And that's what gave you hay fever?
Yes.
A blockage in your cheek.
Well, you always said it was our oilseed rape.
It's all right, Jennifer, you may mock. It's absolutely true. Disharmonious surroundings can sap you of energy and precipitate all sorts of illnesses. And I'm not just talking about trivial ailments. Life-threatening conditions can be a consequence of an environmental imbalance, which...
Excuse me, I just need to get a glass of water.
You're right.
Yeah, fine.
It's probably just the smoke from the barbecue. I'd better just... Excuse me.
Yeah.
Now, Linda, can I tempt you to another kebab?
You all right?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, don't be sorry.
I'm such an idiot letting that stupid woman and her crackpot theories get to me.
You can't help it.
I mean, I know it's all complete rubbish, but...
I know.
Isn't it?
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have dragged you along here.
No, it's okay.
I know you didn't want to come.
Actually, I was having quite a good time till she started.
Sounds like the magic's wore off.
What's so funny?
Oh, it's nothing.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I just got a smoke in my eyes, that's all.
Anyway, we tried the famous mint burgers and we think they're great, don't we?
Yeah, fantastic.
You're not convinced, are you, Brian?
Well, it's just this whole exercise, the Hassett Hills brand new thing, was supposed to be about quality.
It is. These are quality burgers.
David, you don't think that's an oxymoron?
You have to find some way of using up the cheap cuts of meat, don't you?
Exactly.
It's like Tom and his famous sausages.
That's right, getting a nice big markup on all those old bits of scraggin.
Mission accomplished.
Yep.
But why the euphemistic name, as if you've got something to hide?
So where's this husband of yours?
He's just getting dressed, he'll be out in a minute.
I hear you had a little trouble over a takeaway last night.
What?
Who told you about that?
Eddie. He's been doing a bit of work for
what
us.
What happened?
It was nothing.
She got a curry emptied over her head.
No, I didn't. He dropped it on the floor, that's all.
Who? Eddie? What?
He's been working as a delivery man for this curry house.
And we ordered a takeaway.
What, from the same place?
We didn't know who.
You mean Eddie...
He turned up on their doorstep.
I don't believe
it. Yeah, it wasn't the least bit funny, Dad.
I'm sorry, darling.
He feels upset about Simon and me since we... because of our interest in Grange Farm.
Well, what do you expect?
And then he shows up like that, completely out of the blue.
It must have been awful.
It was horrible. I really thought he and Simon were going to come to blows, but in the end he just hurled the curry down on the floor. It went everywhere. Made a terrible mess and took us ages to clean it all up. And always still smells. Yeah, well, I'm glad you find it so amusing, Dad.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling, but sometimes you really have to hand it to Eddie Grundy.
Clary take the strain of life at Meadow Rise.
Yet?
I'm just leaving.
What time does the sale start?
Not till 2. I've got loads of time.
Well, you'll be glad to hear I've got the turnips through.
Oh, good.
But we've got a nasty crop of thistles in the spring wheat again. I'll have to organise a weeding party.
Right.
Well, what's the matter?
I'm just waiting to see how Clary got on. She's on the phone to the housing office.
What for?
About this wretched flat of theirs. She got a bit upset. And by the way, she doesn't want the job in the shop.
Why not?
She said that if she took it, it would mean that they'd accepted that they were going to stay in Borchester. Obviously, they want to get back to Ambridge.
Easier said than done.
I know.
Chances of a council house becoming vacant are virtually nil.
Well, this is it.
Most of them have been sold off.
This is what Colin said. They were potting up in the dairy and he launched into this long story about someone he knows who's been waiting 4 years to be rehoused. Suddenly Clary burst into floods of tears.
Oh, Lord.
So I took her inside and gave her a cup of tea. It all came out.
What?
I don't think they're going to last 4 weeks in that flat, let alone 4 years. Look, here she comes. How'd you get on?
Didn't do no good.
Did you get through?
Yeah, eventually. But what they said was, well, we're not actually homeless, are we?
No.
We've got a roof over our heads, so they don't have to bother with us no more.
They didn't say that, surely.
We're no longer regarded as a priority. That was his exact words.
So you could be stuck at Meadow Rise indefinitely?
No, it won't come to that.
No, it won't, because if things go on the way they are, we're going to get thrown out.
They wouldn't do that.
Yes, they would. They said... Bet you don't get rid of them ferrets.
Yeah, well, it was a pretty dark
idea. You really need somewhere with a bit of garden, don't you?
Yeah. Anyway, it's about time you was going, isn't it? If you're going to make that sale.
Yes, I'd better make a move.
And I'd better get back to work. Thanks for the tea, you know, listening and everything.
That's all right.
And don't hurry back. I'll make sure everything's cleaned up, put away.
Thanks.
So, we'd better put an ad in the Echo.
What?
For shop staff.
I wish there was something I could do.
For Clary?
For all of them. I saw Joe moping around in the churchyard again this morning.
Yeah. He looks awful, doesn't he?
Yeah. And by the sound of it, I don't know that Clary and Eddie's marriage can take the strain.
So, you have a nice day?
No.
What do you mean, no?
What I says.
What did you do? Did you go to the ball dinner time?
Went and sat by my Susan's grave.
Slow down, Eddie!
You want us to get stuck on that bypass again?
Well, better than wrapped round a tree.
You're criticising my driving.
Look, it ain't safe down these little lanes. You meet someone coming the other way.
If there's one thing I can't abide, it's backseat driving.
You tell him, Joe, he might listen to you.
Why should he?
Where's Mrs. Antrobus, eh?
Same as ever.
She did you tea this afternoon, did she? What did you have?
Can't remember.
Dundee cake. That's what you usually get round Nightingale Farm, and it? She makes a lovely... Oh, no, I don't believe it. Stop the van, Eddie.
What?
Look.
What's the matter now?
Your son, that's what's the matter. Look, over by the shop.
Oh, heck.
All right, there's no need to shout.
Come here, I said.
Shout a bit louder, why don't you? Mind, I've heard you in Pennyhasset.
What are you doing here?
Nothing.
How'd you get here?
How'd you think?
Well, you ain't stopping. Go on in the van.
Don't push me around.
Get in the van.
I'm not going home with you.
Oh, tell him, Eddie.
Oh, come on, son. Do what your mum says.
I'm having my tea with Emma.
You are not.
Ain't no use arguing with her.
Susan has made it perfectly clear she do not want you hanging around while Emma's doing her GCSEs.
Always gets away in the end.
I'm not spending all evening stuck indoors with you.
I'm spending it where I can keep an eye on you, son.
Oh, I ain't having you hanging round that pub car park. If Sid's complained once, he's complained a dozen times.
Don't do nothing.
Oh, no, of course you don't. Pure as the driven snow you are, ain't you? Now, come on in that van.
Dad, what are you doing?
Joe, where are you going?
Well, just over to the churchyard.
But we're off home
what?
Now.
See my Susan?
No, you've seen her already today.
See?
You told me, you said you went and sat by her grave.
Did I?
Listen, it's time to go home now and have supper.
Come on, Dad.
I got you a lovely bit of pork, and you can have some of them tinned apricots. You'll enjoy that, won't you? Come in you get. Yeah. Come on. You too, Edward.
You could drop me off at William's gaff.
No, we could not. You're coming home with us.
Oh, come on. Out you come.
Tony?
Oh, hello, love.
You're going to bend that pipe if you bash it like that.
Yeah. What is it about snails and irrigation pipes?
I'll move soon enough when you switch the water on.
Oh, yeah. And then get lodged behind one of the nozzles. Come on, blast you.
Don't you want to know how I got on?
Hmm? Oh, yes, the sale. How was it?
We are now the proud owners of 2 refrigerated display cabinets.
You got them?
Yep. One for $465, the other for $480.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, I thought they'd go for well over $500 each. Well, they're in near perfect condition. Look like they've never been used.
Oh, great.
And another piece of good news. Yes. You know there's a chap at the farmer's market who sells free-range eggs?
No.
Well, there is. Oh. And I realised as I was driving to the sale that I'd pass within half a mile of his place, so I thought I'd drop in.
Oh, yeah?
You know, just give it a quick recce.
Nothing like turning up unannounced if you want to get the true measure of a place.
Oh, he's got nothing to hide. He's organic. It's a wonderful setup. So often when you see so-called free-range eggs, it just means the hens have got a few square feet of mud.
Is he Soil Association approved?
Yep. So these hens really are free-range.
Oh, yeah? And, you talked to him. What's his name?
Toby Jeffries. Ah. Yes, I did. Told him all about the shop and he's agreed to supply us.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, he's really keen on selling locally. You know, saving on the food miles.
Oh, great. If only there were a few more like him.
The note he stuck through the door says, called as arranged.
So?
So did he arrange it with you?
Can't remember.
What do you mean you can't? What are you doing, Edward?
Getting some crisps.
Well, don't go eating crisps now. I'm just putting your supper on the table.
But you talked to him when he came round last Friday.
Eh?
A man from a landlord. He sent me inside.
It's lucky we wasn't in this afternoon. Otherwise, we'd have an eviction notice by now.
Were there anything to drink?
Any water in the tap?
What happened to the coke?
I don't know.
There's none here.
Well, you must have drunk it then. Now go and tell your granddad his supper's ready.
Grandad!
Don't shout like that.
Well, you do.
Do you want to feel the back of my hand?
You shout all the time.
Don't argue with your mother.
Sugary call.
Come and sit down, Joe, and have your supper. Right now. There you go. Nice pork with broad beans.
I ate broad beans.
Just be grateful you've got food on the table.
We ain't hungry, Terry, though.
Oh, well, just eat what you can, eh? Dare say Eddie will finish off what you can.
Where's the brown sauce?
Where it always is.
Oh, no, I'll get it.
Oh, dear. Oh, it's better. Oh, I didn't tell you the news, did I?
Oh, no, what's happened now?
No, it's all right, don't panic. This is good news.
No, oh, can do with some of that.
William has passed that test he had to do. You know, for his driving. He rung me at work.
Oh, I'm glad we didn't have that in our day, eh, Dad?
What's that?
You have to do this written test.
What for?
No, he said he didn't have to write nothing.
Not for your driving licence.
It's all done with computers these days.
Computers?
Couldn't be doing with that.
Well, it's dead easy.
Yeah, he says you have to, like, touch the answers on the screen.
Blooming computers. Taking over the world.
You'll do the actual driving bit in a few weeks.
Yeah, there won't be no room for human beings no more.
Still plenty of jobs computers can't do. Reminds me, I told Pat today I didn't want to work in their shop.
You tell her why?
Well, not about Helen, no.
She's a right pain in the bum.
Edward.
Well, she was a prefect, always bossing people around.
No change there, then.
Do you think they'd give me that job if I asked nicely?
You?
Well, there ain't going to be no work for me at Brookfield after Friday.
You'll last 5 minutes, will Helen?
Yeah. Well, my trouble is, see, I'm used to being my own boss. That's the thing about being a farmer, isn't it, Dad?
Hey, what's that, sir?
You don't have to take orders from no self-important kid just because they're the foreman or the manager.
Well, the boss's daughter. Now, what we said to Pat was,
I want to commit myself to a job in Borchester because we're hoping to be back in Ambridge before too long.
Yeah, fat chance.
Yeah, actually, you're right. Tried finding the council.
You what?
Oh, just to see, you know, how long they reckoned it'd be till we get a proper house.
And?
It could be years.
What?
Now they said we ain't homeless no more. We got a roof over our heads.
You mean we're stuck here?
Yes.
In Poxy Meadow Rise?
Well, we ain't priority no more.
Priority? What about Daddy?
Oh, don't you worry about me.
Live near on 80 years out in the countryside.
Don't shout, Eddie.
Yeah, well, do they expect him to end his days in this stinking chicken coop?
Stink so bad if you got shot of them ferrets.
Oh, God.
They do not stink.
Don't get down.
You ain't finished your supper. What?
Told you I hate broad beans.
Them ferrets is perfectly clean and they do not smell.
What about your pudding?
I don't want no pudding.
You ain't hardly touched yours neither, Joe.
I ain't got no appetite.
And I don't care what the housing bloke says, they are staying.
You knew we were coming today, didn't you?
Ah, so what if I did? I'm not going to give up a day's work just to bandy words with some jumped-up Jobsworth.
You can't just keep avoiding... Oh, Edward, not now!
We're going to argue about them ferrets.
We're not!
There's nothing to argue about. Look, so long as I'm living in this dumpster with Peggy, Grant and Phil...
And what about the rest of us, I...
Edward, for crying out loud, I'm a truck that blooming music centre off the balcony!
Right, that's it, I'm going out.
Oh, no, you're not.
Well, I can't stand any more of this. I'll be round at Jazzers.
Edward! Now look what you've done.
I ain't done nothing.
Why can't we just have a nice, quiet supper for once?
It's a lovely supper. Thank you, Clarissa.
You've got to understand. It's a matter of principle.
Oh, you and your blooming principle!
I can push a man so far, but no further. But ain't that right, Dad?
You just don't care if your family's chucked out on the street just as long as you stick to your flaming principles.
I've drawn a line in the sand.
It ain't worth it, Eddie. Not over three blooming ferrets. Tell him, Joe.
Oh, don't ask me.
It's not the ferrets. It's the...
Yes, yes, I know. But can't you get it into your thick skull? Your precious principle is going to cost you your family. It's either them ferrets or me.
Pressure has been mounting for the Grundys, and tonight things come to a head. Some listeners may find parts of this episode upsetting.
Happy birthday to you.
What?
Happy birthday to you.
What's going on?
I brought you a cup of tea.
Why?
Birthday treat.
Oh, you didn't have to do that.
Make the most of it. It'll probably be a year till it happens again.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, thanks, love.
And how about a birthday cuddle?
Well, careful. Nearly spilt my tea.
We don't get to do this very often these days, do we?
No, well...
You always leap out of bed and go off for your run.
Which I'm going to do in a minute.
No. No, not yet.
I did miss going to the gym this week. And I can't let things slide.
Not at your age, eh?
Oh, ha, ha.
But you can't go yet. Jamie's got a surprise for you.
I thought that was this afternoon.
Oh, that's when you're having a surprise party. But he's also made you a card.
Has he?
He's been working on it for ages. You must have noticed. All the paints and crayons over the dining room table.
Oh.
The way he rushed to hide things every time you walked in the room.
Is that what he was doing?
Anyway, I said he could come in and give it to you as soon as he woke up.
Right.
And in the meantime...
No. Kathy, don't do that.
Don't you like it?
Yes, of course I like it, but I really don't think...
Life in the old dog, yeah.
Now, look, Jamie's going to come bouncing in a minute. We can't have him finding his mum and dad doing this sort of thing.
No, I suppose you're right.
Some other time, eh?
Yeah, how about tonight?
Well, I don't know what time I'll be back from this. I mean, it'd probably be quite late.
Oh, how late?
I don't know, but after midnight, I dare say you'd be fast asleep.
We never seem to get any time alone together these days.
Happy birthday, Daddy.
Joe, you ain't even dressed.
No, I thought...
But we gotta go.
I thought I'd stop here.
What, you ain't coming to Ambridge?
No.
Oh, you don't want to be stuck in here all day.
Edward gone, has he?
Yeah, he's gone to school. Leastways, he went out that door with his school bag, whether he got as far as the school.
Oh, that's good.
Are you sure you don't want to come?
No, you get off.
Well, looks like a nice day, again.
It'll be all right.
Right, Eddie, get moving.
Hang on.
What?
Just need to have a look at Peggy. Reckon she's off for a grow.
Lord.
Thought last night she weren't looking too clever.
Set to death of them blooming ferrets.
Come on, Peggy, now. Let's be having...
I'm going, Eddie, now, this minute.
Hang on.
No, I'm not hanging on. Either you put that animal back in its cage and come with me, or you blooming wolf.
Yeah, give her ears, son. I'll see to
it. Oh, I thought you were coming into Ambridge.
Not today. Come on, Peggy. Let's have a look at you. Yeah,
she seems a bit, you know, dozy. Her coat don't look glossy like normal.
Oh, I'm going, Eddie.
Yeah, all right.
Go on, son. I'll see you this evening.
You won't see me, Joe. I'm working a full shift at the ball. Sid's gone off to some licensed fitlers, too.
Licensed fitlers?
So why are we coming back first?
Yeah, who does he think he's
some kidding? Sausages you can have for your tea.
You all know where he's off to, tonight.
Well, there ain't nothing we can do about it. Now, come on.
You'll be all right, Dad.
Oh, yeah, that'll be fine.
Oh, I'll see you later.
Bye, Joe.
Bye. Just you and me then, Peggy. I'm filling ground, of course. I'll see to them later. Don't suppose you like living here any more than the rest of us, do you? That's why you're looking so peachy, isn't it? That's why your coat don't shine. Now, where did Eddie put that hammer? Under the sink, I reckon. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Here we are. Now, you've got to understand, Peggy. Sorry I got to do this. Just don't know what else to do. So I'm sorry, but you got to go now. Keep still. There's a good girl. Good girl. There. There now.
Oh, isn't that a lovely card?
That's Daddy. And that's Mummy. And that's me.
Oh, I can see that. It's very good of you, Cathy.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, I particularly like the hair.
Oh, tar, very much. Shall we go and fetch the cake, Jamie?
Yeah.
You'll stay and have a piece of cake, won't you, Betty?
Oh, well, I really should be getting back.
Oh, you can spare 10 minutes.
Come on, Mummy.
All right, I'm coming.
I've never had such a fuss made over my birthday.
Well, birthdays are important when you're only four, aren't they?
Did you see what Cathy gave me?
Oh, Roy used to have an Aston Villa shirt.
Bet his didn't say Perks on the back.
Oh, personalised. That's fun.
Yeah. Jamie's got one just the same. And this is what he gave me.
What are they?
Luminous laces for me trainers. So you can see me when I'm running in the dark.
Oh, sweet.
Yes, I'm a lucky fella, aren't I?
Yeah, certainly are. Very lucky, having such a loving family.
I know.
Shame you can't be with them tonight.
Yeah. Thanks for helping out, though, Betty. It's not easy getting bar staff on a Friday night.
Cathy was really disappointed.
We're going to go out on Sunday instead.
Strange time for the licensed fitlers to be having a meeting.
Yeah, it is a bit daft, isn't it?
Everybody's busiest night?
Yeah, well, they're a pretty rum bunch, the licensed fiddlers.
Ta-da!
Look at that.
Oh, my goodness. Looks like there's about 200 candles there. I'm not that old.
Only me.
Evening, son.
On your own?
Yeah.
No sign of Edward?
No.
I should be home by now. Hope he ain't gone over Ambridge again.
Oh, my God.
That's all right.
What happened?
I killed him.
You
couldn't think what else to do.
What?
They didn't feel nothing.
Why?
One thing I learnt from being a farmer all them years.
What did you want to go and do that for?
To put a suffering animal out of its misery.
What misery? What are you talking about? They wasn't suffering.
One quick blow to the head.
They was perfectly happy.
And that's it. All over.
But why, Dad? Why did you do it?
For Clary.
You what?
tearing poor Clary apart it was. The thought of losing the roof over her head.
It weren't their fault.
Not much of a roof, I grant you.
It weren't the ferret's fault.
It had been on the street.
He didn't do nothing.
Any room. It's all over now.
How could you?
I got it sorted for you.
My beautiful ferrets.
You can stay here.
Not like that.
We ain't gonna throw you out now.
You didn't have to kill him, Dad. You didn't have to kill him.
It wasn't your Brenda did the interview.
No, she told us Wayne was gonna do it. As Shires, did you say?
Yeah, please. Mike was very good.
Was he?
Mm. Got quite a way with words.
Oh, likes the sound of his own voice, you mean.
Yeah. No, I always forget to mention the important things, like what date the strawberry season opens and how much we're charging.
How to find Willow Farm.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought the angle you were taking this year was about you, the hard-pressed pig farmer.
Oh, that.
Oh, diversifying into other business.
It wasn't really true, that.
Good line, though.
Yeah, Mike said a bit about it. I was a bit embarrassed, to be honest.
So when's it going to be broadcast?
Oh, the weekend of the launch, I hope.
And then?
Hello.
Oh, do you manage it?
You are.
Always turning up just as I'm buying. Come on, what do you have?
Large scotch.
You all right, Eddie?
No.
You've had a few already, haven't you?
So would you if you see what I've seen. Mm.
What is it?
Ferret.
What's happened?
My dad. He's killed him.
What?
Bashed the red thing with a lump hammer.
Oh, my Lord.
I'd better call Clary.
I don't know what come over him.
Clary? Well, can you come here a minute?
Well, I'm busy.
No, please, it's important.
Hey, look at my hands. I can't stop shaking.
Better get in that scotch,
Betty. Rushed off her feet in the plane. Hello, Eddie. You're way too early. It won't be finished.
He's had a bit of a shock.
What's happened?
You know, I tell you this.
Oh, you've been drinking, Ed.
I've had a couple, yeah.
And you've been driving in that state?
Only from the car.
Honestly, Ed, you ain't got the sense you was born with.
Listen,
you go losing your licence, that really would be the icing on the cake.
Something's happened.
Dad's lost it.
Eh?
I come home from Brookfield, and there he is, still sat in his dressing gown. My ferrets, dead on the table in front of him.
Hey?
He'd smashed their heads in with a hammer.
Joe did?
He said he couldn't stand to hear us arguing about him.
Where is he now?
Who?
Joe.
Oh, I don't know.
What do you mean you've left him on his own?
Well, is Edward at home?
Edward? Oh, I don't know where.
Are you out of your mind?
Me? No. Your dad has gone off his head.
What, and you've come out and left him all alone?
Excuse me.
What am I supposed to do?
Clary, Betty.
He's in that frame of mind. Who knows what he's going to do next?
Look, just a minute,
we have
Kathy.
Got customers waiting to be served,
how
though.
Could you do that?
Clary, could you save the domestic arguments till you get home, please?
This is important.
So are my customers.
What are we going to do? Oh, my God, what's that?
It sounded like the window. Do you want me to have a look?
Come on. Get us those blooming kids again.
Look, you can't drive out. Not in that state.
Oh, he'll be all right.
But he's there all on his own.
He was there on his own all day. He's perfectly calm about the whole thing. I'm the one who's in a state.
Well, maybe I should go, but I can't walk out on Cathy, not with a pub like this.
Look, why don't I give Mike a ring? He can drive Eddie back to Borchester.
Oh, I don't want to go back there.
Telephone, that's a good idea. Let's phone Joe, first of all.
That is it. I have had enough.
Hang on, Cathy.
When are you two going to do something about that wretched boy of yours?
What boy?
Hot boy? Edward, of course.
Oh, he ain't here again, is he?
Oh, he and his friends have been sitting on that car park wall.
Look, Cathy,
throwing stones at empty cider bottles. And what have they done? Now they've broken a window.
Oh, no.
Never mind, Cathy.
Well, what do you mean, never mind?
I'll clear up the mess.
Now, I've had just about as much as I can
What makes you think it was our Edward?
Bert Fry saw him.
Bert Fry? He's half blind for a start.
Now, don't try and deny it, Eddie. I know it was your lad. If Sid and I have told you once, we've told you a dozen times.
No, sorry.
That boy is running wild, and if you can't control him, then I shall have to call the police.
No, Cathy, please.
Hey, don't you lecture me, missus, about my family running wild. What about yours, eh?
Eddie.
What?
He didn't mean nothing.
Oh, yes,
Eddie,
I did.
This isn't the time.
Time for what?
You want to know where he is? Your precious husband?
Boom.
And what he's doing right now? Well, I'll tell you. He's shagging Jolene Rogers.
Archers was written by Caroline Harrington and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Sean O'Connor and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.